Hey, this is Mistress Daphne. Now, tell me, what would it look like if I pegged Mistress Mandy? She is so sexy. Mistress Mandy and I got to play a few years ago at an LDW Mistress get-together. It's on my blog. So when she commented on my pegging post, she said, "Oh, and I just need to say one more thing, Ms. Daphne. I would let you fuck me with that lady dick of yours any time." Well, I could not just let that go hidden in the comments section, nor could I ignore the amazing images her offer brought to mind or feelings in my cunt. Mm-mm. So if I had an afternoon with Ms. Mandy, I would gently prepare her for the afternoon, affording much privacy and respect. Then I would get in the shower and wash her down, up and down and around and around. I can feel her under my soapy hands even now. When we're done, I would step out, grab the towel, and dry her fur so she didn't get chilled. Then when she got out of the shower, I would then dry myself. I know that throughout all of our time together, we would be kissing and saying very sweet words to each other. I'd tell her how lovely she is, how sexy, how much I wanted her. I would caress her breasts, tweak her nipples a bit, just enough to make them hard, of course. And then I would lean down and take one in my mouth and roll it around like a sweet piece of butterscotch. Now, how would I dress for the event? Well, while Miss Mandy sat on the large platform bed, squirming just a little, telling me she's excited, I would pull my beautiful doeskin harness out. It's purple. And choose one of the dildos. It does not look anything like a cock. She deserves a lady toy, being a lovely woman and all. There's my pretty purple dildo. You have to read it on the blog to see it. I'd stand in front of her with my supplies and nudge her legs apart with my knee and slipping the harness on, adjusting it appropriately. And as I moved my hands to insert the toy, I would get on my knees and kiss Miss Mandy between her thighs. Because my hands are busy, I ask her to scooch down a bit, and the moment she is within reach, my mouth would be on her sweet wetness melting onto my tongue. The dildo insertion forgotten, my arms would wrap around her thighs, and I would pleasure her, pleasure me, pleasure her, pleasure me, in that figure eight that women do when they're having sex with each other. But what about going in? But I would want to go inside this woman, this amazingly sexy woman. I want to make her cry out. I want to hear her moans. I want to hear her say, "Not so hard, harder, not so hard, harder." I want her to orgasm like she has not in eons. So I would ask her to slide back up towards the headboard. And I would climb onto the pillowy white sheets, lean over Miss Mandy, kissing her as my cock laid itself neatly on her belly. I would tell her to guide me if I'm not in the right place, to feel free to ask for anything, something, anything, if she is not getting it, to let go and enjoy herself. She nods, glassy-eyed, then kisses me back. I hold my lady cock in my right hand, squishing lube on with my left, stroking to coat the sweet toy. Then I lean down a bit and ask if she's ready. And when she nods in the affirmative, I slide slowly inside her, becoming one, even if just for a while. I already don't want this to end, knowing we're going to pleasure each other several times today. We have all the time in the world. This is Mistress Daphne. Be good. Oh, be bad.